Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Now, if you'd like to jump in line, it's real easy. Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and we'll be listening to your podcast. But right now, I'm going to ask my co-host, Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 2.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 288.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And let's see, we had number two, that is the business category. Show number 288 brings us to, and I was kind of like, what? RV Industry News with Greg Gerber. Their website is rvdailyreport.com. We're going to be listening to episode number 163, features McDonald's RV. And I'm kind of worried because most of their titles are podcast 163, podcast 162, you know, features and things of that nature. So they could definitely use a bit of help on their titles. Here's their description. Oh, man. Through interviews with leaders and key players in the recreation vehicle industry, RV Industry News explores the critical issues facing RV dealers, manufacturers, suppliers, and campground owners. I thought for a second, I thought that was supposed to be thorough interviews. It's through interviews. And so, like I say, if you're looking for, they do have their podcast on their website, but boy, there's no, is there any way I can download this? Yes, there is. So, we're going to be listening to episode 163 again. This one's called Features McDonald's RV, and I don't believe that has anything to do with hamburgers or fries. It goes a little something like this.
Welcome to podcast episode number 163 of RV Industry News. I'm Greg Gerber, your host for this week's show, being broadcast from the Southern Command Center in Northern Dallas.
All right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Fusion Entertainment, which is revolutionizing the RV industry with its world-class lifestyle entertainment products.
All right.
Its wide range of purpose-built audio entertainment means there's a solution for all types of RVs and outdoor enthusiasts. So let the world-leading RV entertainment product range from Fusion provide the soundtrack to your next on-road adventure. I was reading a story today about the wealthiest counties in America. The economy has been booming, unemployment declining, stock soaring, and everyone in and out of the RV industry seems excited about 2018, and they are confident that the good times will continue to roll. Nobody really talks about the federal deficit that now tops $20.5 trillion. Nobody wonders how the United States can continue to run a financial deficit during the hottest economy and second longest sustained period of economic growth in U.S. history, which is about to enter its ninth year, by the way. Only the period between March 1991 and March 2001 has the U.S. seen a longer period of recovery. If the country continues deficit spending during the booming economy, what will happen when the economy eventually begins to decline again?
This is kind of political.
I think that's an important question, but I think the answer is to the continued deficit spending can be found in the report on America's wealthiest counties that was released today by the Census Bureau. Of the top 20 richest counties in America, the top five are Washington, D.C. suburbs. In fact, nine of the top 20 wealthiest counties in America are in close approximation to Washington, a community that produces nothing but regulation. It builds nothing but laws and policies that are then forced upon the entire nation. It employs a continually growing crop of politicians and lobbyists, an unholy alliance where people must pay to play. I surely expected that the Silicon Valley of California, where the rich tech companies are headquartered, would be the wealthiest in America, but Santa Clara County in California is ranked 13th, and that's the best. Marin County is clocked in at 15th wealthiest, while neighboring San Mateo County ranked 17th. With the exception of three other counties scattered around the nation, The other wealthiest counties are in the New York and New Jersey area, which serve as the heart of America's financial district. That would be expected.
All right, so I had to go back and look at what this show is supposed to be about. And it says, news explores the critical issues facing RV dealers, manufacturers, suppliers, and campground owners. And that's what he was talking about. So at first I was like, hey, he's not talking about the features of the McDonald, but he was talking about things that if I was an RV dealer, I'd be wondering about, hey, what the heck is going on with the economy? Because when money is tight, nobody's buying an RV because those things get like -6 miles to the gallon. It's amazing. So again, if you want to check them out, they are at rvdailyreport.com. The name of the show is RV Industry News with Greg Gerber. So you don't have to guess. Wonder what that one's about. And if you would like to have your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, there's no upsell. It's $5. Just go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you'll hear your show right here. Now, if you don't have a podcast, I've got a course coming up starting in January, which is right around the corner. Go out to podcastinginsixweeks.com. We meet once a week, every Saturday. The whole thing is recorded. And at the end of those 6 weeks, you will have a show on iTunes. Plus, you'll have a year subscription to the School of Podcasting.com, which has even more group coaching. It's a great deal. Check it out, podcastinginsixweeks.com. Thanks so much for listening to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to enjoy your ride.